So when people see Jesus, they're going to know the truth, and the truth is going to set them free, and they're going to walk in the knowledge of God according to the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might and understanding. And they're going to know that these ideals come from the Holy Spirit and not themselves. The Lord enables me to do these works. He enabled me to minister a message. When you have a problem and the Lord help you solve it, when you meditate on it, you look back and you see how you felt along the path of this thing, and you see how God did it, and now you walk around better off. For a person that was sick, they're healed. A person that didn't know how to run a business, now they're doing better. A person that had other problems, the Lord showed them how to solve it, and they're prospering again. Their lives are working now. See, the Lord told me years ago, he said, the world system don't work. Any part of the world system that you trust, you're going to have a dead spot in your life. But when you trust the Word of God in place of that, don't just trust the Word of God without driving out the darkness. And that hadn't been taught right. People have, they taught, just learn the ways of God, repent from what you know is wrong. Repenting is good, but the modern use of the word repent, it is to turn and do something different. But a lot of times the way people use the word repent, it's like asking God to forgive them, but they don't do anything about what they've done except ask for forgiveness, and they try to live a new life, and they never drive out the old thoughts that got them in trouble. When you drive out the darkness, you see it for what it is. Just like when Jesus comes, all these lies that Satan's been telling the nations and the generations would be known to be a lie, and the truth of God's word would be known to be the truth. For once, people will see it, and they'll know who's true. When Jesus returns, there's going to be a generation that's born after Jesus returns and take over the earth and run it. And we'll be telling them how it used to be. But they'll see Jesus. They'll handle Jesus. They'll speak to Jesus. They'll know who he is. And some people are going to have, anybody that loves the world somewhere, they're going to have a problem with him, just like they do now. That's why the last war is important, the battle of Gog and Magog. You know, the enemy's going to be loosed after 1,000 years of Jesus' reign to tempt whoever he will, and they're going to try to war against Jesus all over again. But those that know better, they're going to know better, and they're going to do better. Anybody can know. You don't have to wait till Jesus reign to know him, because we have a taste of what he's of his goodness. We have a taste of the animosity against him from others. We see the results of obeying the word. We see the results of hearing him out. We see what happens when you take the Lord at his word. And when you follow the guidance of God, you learn to trust him. A relationship. All relationships have this in common. Communication. That you can't have a relationship without communication. A man taught Helen Keller to speak, and she couldn't hear or see, but she worked with Helen Keller and taught her how to speak even though she couldn't hear or see. Now that, my friend, is a miracle.
Amen.
But you can't have relationship without communication, and you can't have you can't have trust without relationship. Even though God is good, you trust him because of experiences with him. And so when people trust the Lord, they gain experience. And from there, they go forward. That's what I'm talking about. But then the skeptics will say, well, I don't believe that. And they never attempted to honor God. So they die skeptics, or the atheists. Well, I just don't see it that way. But he never does research. See, people that don't do research, one of the Proverbs said, if you judge something, I'm not quoting it, this is just what it was saying, but if you judge a matter before you hear it completely, that's foolishness. something this important must be researched. If you are, there are wonderful people that happen to be atheists because of where they grew up, who their family members were, or what happened to them that was wrong. Otherwise, they still do positive things. They become doctors. They become dentists. They become mechanics. They contribute to society. But they don't know God. And they have their reasons for not believing in it. But the thing is, when you see more light, you have to research it for yourself. And anybody that does the research, they're going to know that God is. And he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So that's why I encourage some. See, all of the societies on earth, every group of people, every culture, in the, even sometimes in the same neighborhood. See, families, they grow up, they buy a house wherever they can afford it or wherever they want it to be. But the people that they choose to go around is what they is. That's what they believe. That's their culture. So it's almost like you got a culture of atheists in one corner. You got a culture of Bible-believing Christians in another. You got a culture of evangelist-type Christians in another, evangelicals. Then you got a culture of people that just love sports. And they don't, you know, they're kind of up in the air about God. And then you got a young generation that just want to have fun. Then you got families that do it the way that they did it always. But the thing to get these worlds to collide is sometimes sicknesses. Because when you have to go to the hospital, sometimes you may share a room with a stranger because of bed shortage. You know, you don't have your private room. Now your world is blending with another one. And people can communicate. Sometimes Christians, because of situation, they have to go where they normally wouldn't go. And they have to see what they normally wouldn't see. And they're around people they normally wouldn't be around. Churches most of the time churches, you know, people that will go to church, they come from the same kind of world. But the thing that would bring a church culture and a atheist culture together is sports. A sports bar, a game that they take their children to games, and they see things that they never did think about. So it's important to always carry the gospel with you wherever you go. The Lord loves us all, and he cares about all of us. And when we shine the light of God's word, when we walk in his light, we give other people a chance to see him. When we tell our testimonies, it causes people that normally wouldn't see what we see to give it a second thought. This is why I'm so thankful for every day, because the world sometimes collides, culture collides with culture. And when we walk in the light, we give others a chance to see. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. His return is imminent. Be ready. Don't be left. And I have faith that you won't. But God is good. Walk in the light and yield to the Holy Spirit with all the might you have. And ask God for all the wisdom you need. And he will cause you to be a blessing in wherever you go. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our wonderful Lord. Stay in victory. Stay in covenant. And see the salvation of the Lord.